Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation is called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. It's time to find out what's going on with the Child Advocacy Center, the CAC. And joining us, Carista Colwell, Presley Hosford, and someone else I'm going to let one of you kind of introduce here as well. Sandra has been here, what, twice, I think?
Yes.
But never on air.
Yep, just in the corner.
So have you been prepping
her?
Drags
her out, yeah.
So we're going to be talking about all of this good stuff going on. Carista, anything? Well, first of all, help us find out who Asandri is.
Yeah, I'll let Presley introduce her because she's her intern and they've been working
intern.
Super closely.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so I am the Community Education Coordinator at the Child Advocacy Center. And Asandria is a student at MTSU studying Human Development and Family Studies. And she's been joining me for the past two semesters doing community education and helping me out with Darkness to Light. And she's just been a joy to have.
Two semesters, huh?
Yeah.
You must like it, okay?
I do. I always knew I wanted to come back. It was not guaranteed at first, but I made my way back, so
okay.
I'm happy to be here.
So as part of that, for class, I mean, do you have to do an internship as part of your major?
Yes. For senior year, our last two semesters, we have to do a different internship each semester.
Okay. So are you doing something just a little different at the CAC so you could be at the same place? Is that how that worked? Or
yeah, I'm taking on slightly different responsibilities. That was the one stipulation I had if they were going to let me stay, is that I had to do just a little bit more.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm trying my best.
A little more.
Yeah.
I'm sure Presley has, I mean, she's probably, you know, cracking the whip, you know,
yes.
Get everything
yeah.
done, you know. So what is it that you like about interning at the CAC?
Everyone is always super nice to me. Presley especially, she makes sure that she gives me a good amount of responsibility. She doesn't hover or anything. She makes me feel comfortable. She's just a great boss. She doesn't like being called the boss, but she's she's a great boss.
You need to get her a shirt that says boss lady or
yes.
something. Right?
Yes.
And it's always good to have extra hands, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. And that's also been a learning curve for me, too, is becoming a boss. because me and Carista are one of like the youngest members at the CAC. And so sometimes I feel like I am too young to be teaching an intern. But Asandria has made it a really easy transition where I feel like, okay, I can take on a leadership role for sure.
Yeah. Well, I've got to start and learn somewhere.
Exactly.
I'm sure you've interned.
I was an intern at the Child Advocacy Center. And so,
really?
Yeah. And
okay.
So I was the same as Asandria where I had the opportunity to intern two semesters in a row, and the opportunity came for me to come into a full-time position, and so maybe one day Asandria will be a full-time CAC employee.
Well, that sounds like the method of the madness that goes on. You know, you intern twice and you know all the ins and outs and where to find the bathroom supplies in the building and, you know, learn all those things. Get coffee. Can you make coffee well?
You know, I don't even like coffee, but yeah, I'll do it for them.
Oh, goodness. So, well, it's good to have you here today as well. And Carista, do you have an intern yet? Someone that calls you boss lady?
No, I think I just make everyone in the office call me boss lady.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
just on the days of events. But no interns for me yet. We're exploring the possibility because we have, we heard a little bit about MTSU like data interns, and we just have a lot of data that we're trying to get organized and cleaned up. So it's something I'm definitely open to, but it's one of those things I have to do in advance. And
yeah.
Then the year gets so busy and time keeps passing, and then it's a new fiscal year and, you know, maybe next year.
Yeah.
So I'll put that on my goals list for sure.
Are you in charge of data somehow?
Yeah, I do. Me and Jessica do the agency CRM. So all of our donor data, fundraising data, especially now that we're expanding and things are growing in that way, just making sure that everything's up to date with addresses, funding, making sure we're reaching people and expanding that reach. So yes, in some ways.
Well, I have to ask, it's just the curiosity in me, but you said expanding twice in that sentence. So yes. Is there some news?
Yeah, I mean, there's some exciting news. We're growing as an agency. We're able to serve a lot more people, hopefully in the future, more staff, more space. And we're in the beginning stages of, you know, just trying to figure out what the next steps are for us as an agency, because we are quickly outgrowing the space that we have at our current office. So just in the early stages of figuring out what that looks like for us.
Does this mean a larger service area or?
No, it's still just serving Rutherford and Cannon. But again, like, our demand is growing so much. We just want to be able to keep up and serve the folks that come into our agency the best we can. And that means making sure that we have the space and the technology and the staff available to do that.
Gotcha. I guess that growth comes with our county's growth, huh?
Absolutely. Definitely. It's pretty much neck and neck. Yeah. As soon as they're growing, there's so many new children and new families moving here. Well, y'all see it every single day.
Right. So I assume that it takes more staff to do the interviews and things like that. And a bigger space to be able to do more than one interview at a time and things
maybe
like that.
I'll get an intern too. Maybe another development person.
Well, I mean, like you said, a bigger building costs more money and more staff costs more money. So you have to fundraise that somehow,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Money's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah. So. I know the springtime is an awfully big time for the Child Advocacy Center, and we're rapidly approaching a big month, aren't we?
Yes. It is almost April. I can't believe it. I feel like it's just March and now it's April 1st next week. So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we are in full swing for preparing for our events, and we have lots of things going on. I know Presley's super busy and already booked up, but not completely booked up, so still booked through D2L. She has a ton of trainings coming up. We have the Hometown Heroes Walk for Children on April 25th this year, which we're in full swing and have a lot of folks already registered and signed up and sorting out food and awards and all that exciting stuff. And we also are kicking off the month with our fundraiser out in Cannon County. The Cannon Runs for Children 5K is this Saturday.
Oh, wow. This Saturday.
Yes.
Wow. So you get an early start on
An early start, yeah.
Yeah. So what time will you have to be up and out there?
We'll be there at 6. And I told staff,
you keep saying will.
Yeah, I know.
You know, everybody.
We, yeah. And I regret, because I told staff 6:30 this morning and I have to go back on my word and make it 6.
Half an hour earlier.
Exactly.
Everybody's
and a drive, so they're going to love me.
No. Everybody is going to love you. So how did you react to that news, Presley?
Just now finding out. It's going to change to 6 a.m. We're smiling through the pain, but it'll be fine. Because it's nice. I will say, when we're out there that early and we're setting up, we do get to see the sunrise. So it makes it a bit more bearable to be out there so early.
How many days of the year do you see the sunrise?
Just the one.
Or sometimes maybe turkey tee off.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Turkey, because the sun sets a little later. So I'm usually out there by up in the dark, and then the sun rises as the
twice a year, all for work.
All for work. Mm-hmm. But it's so worth it too, just to have prevention activities to enjoy with the community, because it's a great way for people to understand the work we do in the community and how they can get involved with us. And that talking about child abuse prevention doesn't have to be super scary. It's something we all can come together for the same cause and to hopefully create a world free of child abuse.
Isn't that kind of one of the goals with Child Abuse Prevention Month, Carissa, just to try to break through that stigma of, you know, head in the sand, we don't talk about those kind of things?
Absolutely. You know? I think that's one of our main goals, is to have more of these conversations in more casual, everyday, frequent ways. Like, it doesn't have to be something that's so formal and sit down and it's a very serious topic. Obviously it is very serious, but you want to be talking about it with your neighbors, in community, at this picnic, at the walk, from people who not only work with the CIC but are representing us and know what we do and are spreading that mission. I feel like having those connections and having that network and making it such a common thing to talk about will definitely help with that stigma of, like, oh no, this isn't something that we can speak of even, or that people should only know about the CIC if they need it. It's something that truly every adult should know about, how to prevent child abuse, and then also not only know how to do it themselves, but be able to talk about it with their peers and talk about it with the parents in their lives, and make sure that every adult that is interacting with the child, which is everyone that's a mandated reporter, is everyone over the age of 18. Everyone should know and be armed with those tools.
And that's the whole thing behind darkness to light, bringing darkness to light,
no,
actually.
Truly, yeah, because child sexual abuse thrives in the dark. It doesn't want to be talked about. Even when it comes to setting boundaries with adults, like if they want to give a kiddo a hug and the child doesn't seem too into it, even just standing up and saying, hey, little Johnny doesn't seem too comfortable with a hug. Maybe we opt for a high five or a fist bump. That truly brings big change into setting normalcy with creating boundaries with anyone the child is involved with, and it's kind of a domino effect. But yeah, with darkness to light, it's, you know, about creating strong relationships with children and families to safeguard the well-being of all children.
Well, can't let our time get away. We've got maybe 3 minutes, and there's always the big finale. You know, after the drum roll comes the event. So tell us about the big one coming up next month.
Absolutely. So April 25th, the last Friday of April, will be the Hometown Heroes Walk for Children. The main ceremony will start in Civic Plaza, where the walk is going to start, but we ask folks to park at Oaklands, and we'll have a shuttle going to Civic Plaza for the start of the walk. And so park at Oaklands Park, we'll shuttle you over, and then join us for the opening ceremony, where we'll honor hometown heroes who have worked child abuse cases for the majority of their career. So we'll get to honor those folks doing this incredible, amazing, and difficult work. And we'll start the walk. The walk is about a little less than a mile. It usually takes folks around 20 minutes to get to Oaklands Park. And then at the end, we'll have a big picnic. We'll have hot dogs, hamburgers, veggie burgers for our vegetarians, double tree cookies, some chips. And then it's just a great time. We'll have some music and, again, get to meet more people and have those conversations and talk about the great work that we do, and also just be in community and enjoy a beautiful spring day.
Now, you said an average of 20 minutes. I mean, there are always those laggers. So, I mean, is it, you know, that's going to be those laggers behind. They're going to get there in 20 minutes?
I feel like that's what, like, usually okay. 25 to 30 minutes, we have all of our walkers okay. in, because it's that less than a mile. So yeah. Usually a brisk walk for me, it takes like 25 minutes for a mile. So less than, I feel like, I think our earliest people were that carried the sign at the beginning of the walk were there in about 15, 17 minutes.
So, oh, wow.
It's really quick.
It is quick. And so it's a good opportunity, even if you're working that Friday, to come see us on your lunch break.
That sounds like a good idea. Do you have to sign up or need to sign up? Or?
Yeah, we just need, it's completely free to register, and we can do same day registration. All that we need is a waiver from everyone that's walking.
Okay, so get all of that taken care of from your website?
Absolutely, cacrutherford.org.
Perfect, and we'll put a link to that in the podcast section as well. Well, it's good to have you all here, and Sondria, I hope you enjoyed your time, and there'll be a follow-up interview of about 3 hours. We'll do.
Okay. Can't wait.
Can't wait. So our friends from the Child Advocacy Center joining today here on Rutherford Issues. And by the way, if you missed part of the conversation, the podcast will be up at WGNSradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues. So check it out there. Or be sure to follow us on our video channels, Facebook, YouTube, X, Twitch. Look for WGNS Radio there, and you can watch the shows back anytime. Have a good day, everybody.